Okay, and welcome. Today is Sunday, May 5th, 1985. I am Brian O'Leary, and we are here with you on the O'Leary Baseball Network. Today we're going to bring you the Montreal Expos versus the Atlanta Braves in Atlanta Fulton County Stadium. The Expos are 15-8. Braves are 10-12. And on the mound for the Bravos, we've got Rick Mailer, right-handed pitcher. And for the Expos, Bill Gullickson. Gully. So let's bring you the lineups here. We've got leading off for the Expos, Miguel Delone, followed by UL Washington. Delone's playing left. Washington's playing second. Andre Dawson, the Hawk, in the three hole, followed by Dan Dreesen playing first base. Shortstop Hubie Brooks batting fifth. Third baseman Tim Wallach batting sixth. Herm Winningham in center field batting seventh. And batting eighth, Mike Fitzgerald, the catcher. And Gully, Bill Gullickson. In the ninth hole. For the Braves, Claudel Washington in right, Rafael Ramirez at short, Gerald Perry, the first baseman. Cleaning up for the Braves today, the Murph, Dale Murphy, followed by Bob Horner playing third base, Terry Harper in left field, Ken Obergefell making an appearance at second base tonight. Bruce Benedict will be doing the catching, and Rick Mailer on the hill, right-handed hurler. Today's umpires, home plate John McSherry, first base Charlie Williams. Third base is Bill Williams, and second base is Randy Marsh. So McSherry behind the dish, Charlie Williams at first, Randy Marsh at second, and Bill Williams at third base. So Tim Raines, not in the starting lineup tonight for the Expos. May see him later. I think he's nursing an injury of sorts. Of course, the Expos, they had a big trade in the offseason. They jettisoned catcher Gary Carter to the New York Mets. And in return, they got shortstop Hubie Brooks, catcher Mike Fitzgerald, who's catching this afternoon, and Floyd Yeomans, fellow who grew up in the Tampa Bay area with Dwight Gooden, Dr. K. The Expos are batting .281 on the year to Braves .258. The Expos have hit 14 home runs so far. They're more of a speed game up there in Olympic Stade Olympique, Montreal. And let's bring you around the defensive lineup here for the Braves once again. From left to right in the outfield, we've got Terry Harper, Dale Murphy in center, and Claudel Washington playing right field. Around the diamond, Bob Horner at third base, Rafael Ramirez at short, Ken Obergefell at second, Gerald Perry playing first base, Bruce Benedict behind the plate, and Rick Mailer at on the dish. Now, Tim Wallach is bringing out the lineup card for the Montreal Expos today, something you don't see a whole lot of. Bobby Wine, the third base coach for the Braves, also bringing out the lineup card for the Braves. Braves are managed by Eddie Haas, Expos by Buck Rogers. And it looks like Chief Nakahoma, Braves mascot, doing a little dance around the mound, putting the ball on the pitching plate, commonly known as the pitching rubber. And Nakahoma is running back into the outfield into his spot. So again, we got Miguel Delone leading off for the Expos, left fielder. UL Washington, second base, and Andre Dawson, the Hawk, playing right field. Now, interestingly, for the Braves, we've got Braves and Expos. This is a little interesting here. We've got Gerald Perry, the first baseman for the Braves, is the nephew of Expos first baseman Dan Dreesen. Dan Dreesen, only 33 years of age, former Cincinnati Red, if you recall. Gerald Perry is a ripe young age of 24. Hubie Brooks, interestingly, is the cousin of former Braves pitcher Donnie Moore, who is now with the Angels. And Hubie was also a teammate in college at Arizona State. He was a Sun Devil with Braves third baseman Bob Horner. So let's take you around the National League real quick. Standings. Expos are tied with the Chicago Cubs at the top of the NL East, followed by the Mets, who are a game behind. The St. Louis Cardinals are 4.5 behind, as are the Philadelphia Phillies and the Pirates in this young season, 7 games back. The Padres and the Dodgers are tied at the top of the NL West. Houston, the Astros are a game and a half behind. The Reds are also a game and a half behind. The Braves are 2 games behind. And the San Francisco Giants are 5 games behind. All right, Miguel Delone steps up there left-handed. Takes one high and in. Miguel's hitting .214 on the year. No home runs, 2 RBIs. Not your typical leadoff hitter for this Expos club. Tim Raines, typical leadoff man here for the Spos. Mailer gets one in there. 1-1. Mailer wearing the number 42. Oh, brings it over the head. A little off speed. Misses. High and away. 2-1. Delone chokes up on the stick a bit. Ready, probably trying to make contact here. Takes one inside. 3-1. The Expos, wearing their road blues, with that kind of pinwheel hat they have, white front. Delone takes a curveball in there. Fills the count. 3-2. And the pitch. Over to Oberg, fell at second. On to Perry. 1 out. And that'll bring up UL Washington. UL Washington, former Royal. You'll notice UL likes to play with a toothpick in his mouth at all times. A little odd. But UL played a little second or a shortstop there. A lot of shortstop for the Royals. He's not playing a whole lot of shortstop here with Hubie Brooks in the lineup with the Expos, so he's playing second base tonight. UL, 368 on the year, no home run, 6 RBIs. Don't see the toothpick in his – well, yeah, there it is. Squares around to bunt. Offers, 0-1. UL wearing the number 1. UL hitting .400 in the series, 4 for 10. Small sample size. UL takes another pitch, 0-2. Mailer, he works pretty efficiently out there on the mound. Gets the ball, gets it back. Has this overhead delivery. Kicks and deals. Well, they must not have called that first one a strike, so it's now 1-2. Washington squared around to bunt and fouled it back. Had it been 0-2, he would have been out. So he didn't offer on the first pitch. And get a look here at Buck Rogers, manager of the Montreal Expos. So 1-2. Mailer kicks and deals. Curveball inside. Mailer pitching to Bruce Benedict, all-star in 1982 and 1983 seasons. Mailer deals. Washington bounces back toward the pitcher, and he fires over to Perry. Out number two. And that'll bring up the Hawk, Andre Dawson. Andre hitting .333 on the year. Six home runs, 16 RBIs. Menacing presence walking to home plate. Andre looks skinny. Really not. Well-built fella. As those really tall, thin stirrups crouching over. Ball one, up and in. Andre's 3-for-9 on the series. Two doubles, a home run. 3 runs scored and 4 ribbies. Mailer tries another curveball. Misses down. 2-0 for the Hawk. Probably don't want to give him anything good. Andre with a little bit of a closed stance. Ready to pounce. Takes a big hack at it. Over toward the Expos dugout. Fan finds a souvenir. So 2-1, Andre wearing the number 10. Rusty Staub's old number in Montreal, I believe. Curveball down and away. Misses, 3-1. Mailer's 0-1 against Montreal already this year. Dawson bounces towards Horner. Over to Perry. 3 outs. So, no runs, no hits, no errors. At the end of half an inning, it's Montreal nothing. Braves coming up to bat. Okay, around the diamond, defensively for the Expos, we've got Miguel Delone, left fielder, Herm Winningham in center. Andre Dawson in right. Tim Wallach at third. Hubie Brooks at short. UL Washington at second. Dan Dreesen playing first base. Mike Fitzgerald doing the catching. And Bill Gullickson on the hill. So Gully's 58-49, as of the way I count, anyway. 6 years with the Expos. 3.42 ERA in his career. Now that brings up Claudel Washington, hitting .291 on the year, no home runs, 8 RBIs. Gullickson deals. Low and away. Off speed. Claudel in there. Left-handed hitter, a right fielder for the Braves. Up and away. 2 balls and no strikes. Claudel will be followed by shortstop Rafael Ramirez and then first baseman Gerald Perry. Gullickson deals. Looks like Claudel was taken all the way. It's 2-1. And the pitch. Claudel looks like he's trying to bunt a little bit. And I think he just taken all the way anyway. 3-1 for Claudel. He's 3-for-9 on this series. 3 of them singles. The 3-1. Claudel punches it out into left field, and Delone's there for out number one. That brings up Ramirez, shortstop, number 16. Raffy's hitting 268 on the year. One dinger, seven ribbies. Fouls one toward the first base side. Dreesen's there. Pops just out of reach in the off the Braves dugout into the stands. Nothing and one. Raffy, 3 for 9 on the series, 3 singles, just like Claudel Washington. Raffy hacks at it again, fouls it away. Dreesen over by the first base box and brings it in. Out number two. And that'll bring up Perry. Gerald, left-handed hitter. Youngster hitting 121 on the season, but the Braves really like him. He's a hitter of sorts, and like I mentioned, the nephew to fellow first baseman on the opposite side, Dan Dreesen. Gullickson tries a curveball and misses. Heater up and away, 2-0. Perry, like I said, hitting 121, no dingers, 2 RBIs on the year. He lines one down the third baseline. Perry rounding first. Delone can't handle it in the Braves dugout and safely into second. And third base coach Bobby Wine holds him up at second. Don't come all the way around. Crowd cheers for Perry. That'll bring up Murph. Perry just goes with a pitch right past the third baseline. Wallach playing him well off the line, as you do with a lot of left-handed hitters, especially a third-hole hitter. Brings up Dale Murphy. Dale hitting 381 on the air. Takes a big whack at it, fouls it back. .381, 10 dingers, 32 RBIs on the season. Dale, like me, from the hills of southwest Portland, Oregon. Dale rips one right to Wall, can't handle it, comes up with it, and fires it away. Looks like, let's see, where'd it go? Into the dugout? Yep. Into the dugout, so Dale ends up on second. It's a hard hit ball, but we'll score it an E5. And, yep, Walt can't quite handle it. Eats him up, and he grabs it, rushes, and then throws, slips on the dirt, and well out of reach for Dreesen over at first base. That'll bring up Horner, Bob, 211 on the year, 1 home run and 5 ribbies. He stands more or less straight up there in the plate, does Bob. Murphy on second. And 2-0 here for Horner. Bob wearing the number 11 now. He used to wear the number 5. We'll find out exactly why he made that switch. The 2-0. Check swing by Horner. Probably a called strike anyway. So the 2-1, Bobby, 3 for 8 in this series. 2 singles and a double. Menacing up there, Horner. Doesn't look 6'1", but he is. 215. Offers, check swing. They don't check. They do check, and they say no. So 3-1 for Horner. After Horner will be left fielder Terry Harper. So two outs. Braves are up 1-0. And Harper fouls it toward the Expos, or Horner fouls it toward the Expos dugout. Count's full. 1-0 Braves. 3-2, two outs. Murphy probably won't be running. No force situation there, but you never know. Murph does like to run. He's a 30-30 guy. The 3-2. Curveball up and in. And Horner takes his base. And that will bring up Terry Harper. Right-handed hitter, Terry. Hitting 242 on the year. 7 ribbies. 1 dinger. Gullickson looks in. Ball outside. 1-0 to Terry Harper. Harper smashes one through the gap and between second and, or short and third. Into left fielder, knocks Murphy in. Let's see that again. Terry takes the ball right over the middle, smashes it right through the six hole. Murphy comes around to score. Delone hits the cutoff man. Now we got runners on first and second again. And that brings up Ken Obergefell. Kenny playing second base. Takes a strike. Ken left-hander. Hitting 268 on the year. No home runs. 4 RBIs. Kind of a slight crouch there for Ken. He's a bearded bandit for the Braves. Ken rips one foul down the first baseline toward the bullpen. 0-2 for Kenny. Kenny chokes up on it a little bit, wearing the number 24 for the Braves. Former Cardinal. So the 0-2. Outside. Ball one. Yeah, 1-2, two outs. Braves up 2-0. And Obi pops it up toward Washington at second base. UL takes charge. That's out number 3. And at the end of 1, Braves 2. Expos nothing. Dan Dreesen coming up to bat. So Dreesen, cleanup hitter for these Montreal Expos, and a crouch there from the left side. Takes one high and away. They call Dreesen the Cobra, and he unwinds and offers 1-1. Danny hitting 288. 3 home runs, 7 RBIs on the year. Loopy curveball by Mailer. 2-1. Down and away. Dreesen swings and misses. 2-2. Dan was born in Hilton Head, South Carolina. 33 years of age, as we mentioned before. Makes his home in Cincinnati, Ohio, former Red. Inside, yeah, Dan Dreesen called the Cobra, not to be confused with Dave Parker, of course. Oh, and Danny laces one into right field. And that is out of the park. Claude L. Washington can do nothing but look at it. So, the Expos on the board. 2. I'll bring up Hubie Brooks. Shortstop Hubie Brooks, former Met. And that just looked like a hanging change there for Mailer, and he left it up. Man, about letter high, and Dan just reversed it. So Hubie takes one on the inside corner, 0-1. Hubie hitting 294 on the year, 2 home runs, 17 ribbies. Hubie grounds one over to Horner. Horner scoops it up, fires it over to Perry, and good enough throw to get him out. The one out. And that'll bring up Tim Wallach. They call him Eli. Eli Wallach, of course, famous film actor of note. Tim hitting 333 on the year, 1 dinger, 12 ribbies. And ball outside. Whoa, ball way outside. Benedict still grabs it. So 2-0. Wallach, of course, born in Huntington Park, California. Makes his home in Tustin, California. Played ball at Cal State Fullerton. 2-0, he drives it in, right in front of Washington. Lets it bounce, and Wallach's on board with a single. Which brings up Winningham, who, along with Mike Fitzgerald and Floyd Yeomans, of course, brought over in the Gary Carter trade over the winter. Winningham, a young center fielder, hitting 229 on the year. Speedy guy. Harm was born in Orangeburg, South Carolina. He's got 1 home run and 5 RBIs on the year. In the dirt, Benedict scoops it up, 1-0. Herman is 2-for-7 against the Braves in this series so far. 6-1, 170. Mailer tries a curveball. It's in there, 1-1. Mailer takes a peek at Wallach. Wallach doesn't like to run a ton, but he picks over anyway. Ron Hansen over there at first base, coaching first base for the Expos. Mailer picks again. Wallach back in there safely. Swings and misses. 0-2. Time's called. Mailer takes a step off the mound, takes a lick of his fingers, and he's ready to get back in there. Miller looks at the sign, pick, quick pick, walk back in there. Well, I said Walk doesn't like to run a whole lot, but all these expos like to run a little bit, so you never know. Winningham steps out of the box again, stretches, steps back in there. Mailer toes the rubber. Benedict setting up on the outside corner. And Winningham right to Obergefell, who bobbles it perfectly. Taylor double play ball and can't get anybody out. So we'll see here. That brings up Fitzgerald with runners on first and second base. Taylor made ball. Mailer delivers right to the outside portion of the plate. Winningham grounds. Sometimes those things just don't quite happen. It'll all come together. Obergefell, of course. Natural third baseman, but brings up Mike Fitzgerald hitting .306. No home runs, 10 RBIs. Mike, 4-for-7 this series, 4 singles, scored 4 runs, also has 4 ribbies. Takes a strike on the outside half. Mailer looks in. The pitch, curveball, down and away, 1-1. Fitzgerald, born in Long Beach, California, 6 foot, 185, solidly built catcher, closed stance here. Mailer looks back at second at Wallach. Another curveball, misses. Fitzgerald looks down at third base coach, looking for the signs. One out. Runners on first and second. Braves ahead 2-1. Top half of the second inning. Mailer sets. Deals. Fastball outside. Last season for the Mets, Mike Fitzgerald, he led the National League with a .995 fielding percentage. And that tied a Mets club record for catchers with 100 or more games. 4 errors last season. That's it for Mike. Chops one down the third baseline. Foul. Mailer gives chase. Benedict gives chase. But to no ado. John McSherry gives Mailer a fresh baseball. Fitzgerald, graduate of Lakewood High School there in California. He was voted the Long Beach Area Player of the Year in 1978. His uncle Dan, I'm not going to attempt to pronounce his last name, Gausfall, perhaps? He was an outfielder in the Padres organization. Fitzgerald lines one. Right side, foul. So the Expos like what they have there in Fitzgerald. Enough that they gave up perennial all-star Gary Carter, for who they hope to be a few other guys to be perennial all-stars. So 3-2, one out. Runners on first and second. They both go, and he takes ball four. And ball four, that'll bring up Gullickson. So the base is juiced for the pitcher. Generally a pretty good situation for the defense with one out, pitcher up, base is juiced. So we got Ramirez and Obergefell playing double play depth. Corners drawn in a bit, trying to get the out at home plate. Mailer Deals. Oh, a little chin music. And Gullickson did offer, but he looked like he was trying to get out of the way. Good pitch there by Mailer. Not quite chin music, but close enough. So the 0-1. Gullickson lines it, or pops it up. Ramirez is there behind third base for out number two. Which brings up leadoff hitter Miguel Delone. Yeah, old Tim Wallach tried tagging just in case, see if anybody was sleeping, but Horner got back to the bag. Ramirez quickly looked up. So Delone grounded out to Obergefell's last time up. He's now down to 207 on the year. Signed as a free agent January of 84 with the Expos, and then re-signed as a free agent on February 6th of this year. He's got, going into this season, over 7 years of Major League service. Hitting .268 on his career is Delone. Chokes up on the stick, has his eyes up, or hands up by his ear, grounds it to Perry. Goes in the hole. Sends it over to Ramirez at second base for the force, and that's the third out. So at the end of 1.5, Braves 2, Expos 1. Okay, bottom of the second brings up Bruce Benedict. Bruce is only 1 for 12 on the season, hitting .083. Takes one down for a strike. Right about the kneecaps, 0-1 for Bruce. Gullickson deals. Curveball outside. Bruce last year against the Expos hit a 194 clip. He lines one over Washington's head into the right center gap, rounding first, and the Hawk picks it up, fires it into second, or into Washington, the cutoff man. He's on. The single brings up the pitcher, Mailer. Mailer, pretty good hitting pitcher. Stands up there straight. Sacrifice bunting. Looking to sacrifice. Draws Wallach in there. It's a good time to do the old butcher boy slash bunt there for Mailer. Mailer's 5 for 20 on the season. .250 average, 2 ribbies. Wallach's drawn in again. Takes another. Expos in their road blues. Belted pants, button-up jerseys. Braves in the white Sansa belts. Blue and red trim. Vested jerseys, or V-neck jerseys. Mailer gets it down. Over to Dreesen to Washington for what do you call the 3-4 sack. Moves Benedict over to second with one out. Brings up Claudel Washington. Pretty good sacrifice bunt. Mailer's never going to fool anybody with the drag bunt, so. Claudel. Bends at the waist. Hands over the plate. Gullickson deals. Claudel lines it to Delone. Hard hit ball. It's two of them in a row there for Claudel. Doesn't help out the Braves cause much. But that brings up Rafael Ramirez, shortstop, who popped up to the first baseman Dreesen last time at bat. 265 on the year. One dinger. 17 ribbies. Gullickson deals. Off-speed pitch inside half. 0-1 for Ramirez. Career versus Montreal. Raffy's hitting 232. Ooh, tries the up and in. Fastball, misses. Lost a little control of that. Didn't come anywhere near hitting him, but Rafi had to duck away for a moment. The 1-1. Two outs. Benedict on second. Low and away, just misses. Probably missed low there. Look like he's on the plate. So 2-1. Now for Rafi. Up and away. A 3-1 now. Gullickson steps off the mound, adjusts his ball cap. Gets ready to deal for the 3-1. Ramirez from San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic, known as the cradle of shortstops for all the fellows we have in our game now from San Pedro de Macorís. Rips one down third baseline past Wallach. Benedict coming around to score. Delone in there. Benedict or Ramirez into second base with the double. Ripped it by Tim Wallach. Diving Tim Wallach. On that 3-1, right down the middle, and Rafi just turns on it. Gets actually right underneath Wallach's glove, even as Wallach's diving. So that brings up Gerald Perry, first baseman. Curveball in there, strike one. Gerald, after that second or that double last inning, bumps his average all the way up to 147. Takes a big hack, fouls it straight back. Perry, very similar to, or similar looking to Claudel in their stance up there, bending at the waist, hands over the plate. Gerald's only 5'11", 180. Claudel's listed at 6', 195. Claudel's a bit rangier. Fouls one off. Hits him in the box. McSherry takes a look at the ball. Gives Gullickson another one. Takes the other one out of play. So Ramirez at second. Two outs. Perry up there. 3-1 Braves. The bottom of the second. Tries the inside. Perry fouls it off towards his fists. Toward the Expos dugout. The Expos are on the third base dugout today. As always, Braves are always on the first base dugout at Atlanta County, Fulton County Stadium. Which has a capacity of 53,046. Perry flies one toward Delone and left. And that'll end the inning. So the Braves score another one. Up 3-1 at the end of two. with UL Washington coming up to bat. So UL in there. Fires one past Ramirez, diving Ramirez into left field. Harper brings it in. It's a single there for UL. Which will bring up the Hawk. Stretch towards the plate. Andre hitting 329 on the year. Andre has that closed stance, heel on the back right foot up, and ball low. So 1-0. Andre has 6 home runs on this short season so far. Mailer picks over. UL, he may run, never know. Shuffles off. To Horner, to Obergefell, over to Perry for a twin killing. And Washington takes out Obergefell. A nice slide, but still, Obi gets it off. Hard hit down to... Well, Taylor made to Horner right at his chest. Brings a good turn there by Obergefell. Flies in the air and just gets Andre Dawson. That'll bring up Dreesen. Hit a home run last time up. Mailer deals up and away, 1-0. And outside, strike one, 1-1. Dreesen just gets it back in there, ready to hit. Mailer ready to pitch, and here we go again. Ooh, curveball down in the dirt, and Dreesen offers, looks like called for strike two. One, two, two outs. Curveball, big looping curveball on the outside half. Takes it. It's 2-2. Braves are up 3-1. Mailer deals. Dreesen lines it down the third base line. Left field line into the Braves dugout. Harper picks it up. It's a double. And Dreesen safely in there at second base with his second extra base hit of the day. And that'll bring up Hubie Brooks. Hubie grounded out to Horner last time up. And both these teams wearing out that third baseline. Hubie hitting 291, 2 dingers, 17 RBIs. Curveball in the dirt, misses, 1-0. Benedict goes out, gives Mailer a ball. Takes his stance again, gives the signs. And Mailer ready to deal. Dreesen on second base, 2 outs. Mailer deals. Curveball, hangs it up there. Horner gives chase over in foul territory and can't quite get it. Kind of a soft hit foul ball that neither Ramirez nor Horner could get given chase. So Horner was running back to the baseball and just couldn't quite get it. Raffy didn't have quite the angle for it. Maybe a little too much distance there for him. So Hubie Brooks, shortstop, born in Los Angeles, California, makes his home in L.A. Mailer deals, fists it, pops it right back to Mailer for out number three. And at the end of 2.5, it is still Braves 3, Expos 1. So, in the Braves half of the third, that brings up Murphy. Murphy, even by getting on base, even with that getting on by air, lowers his average all the way to 376. Murph check swings, fouls it over the Braves dugout, 0-1. Murph having quite a year. He's got 32 RBIs already on this young season. The rest of the Braves team is 37. Murphy waves. And a gulks an off-speed pitch. So 0-2 for Dale. Gulks and deals. Fastball. Murphy fouls it off to the third base side. So 0-2. Gullickson deals again. Tries a curveball outside. Hits the dirt. Fitzgerald scoops it up. So 1-2 to Murphy. Gullickson winds. Curveball. Way outside. Evens it up for Murph. 2-2. Murphy, the back-to-back MVP, 1982, 1983. Big man, 6'5", 215. Started his career as a catcher for these Atlanta Braves. Fouls one back. Still 2-2. Then he moved to first base. Then I think it was Bobby Cox said, "Son, you got a home in the outfield." And he's been a Gold Glove outfielder for the Atlanta Braves ever since. Two-time MVP. Off-speed, up and away. Fills up the count for Murph. So Murphy battling back a little bit here. Murphy from the mean streets of Southwest Portland, like you said, like MI. Played for Coach Jack Dunn in high school. And Murphy draws the walk. Yeah, Murph played for Coach Dunn in high school for the Wilson Trojans and for the Watco Electric American Legion team. And that brings up Bob Horner. Bobby hitting 211, one home run, five ribbies. Strike on the outside corner. Fitzgerald looked to pick Murph, and Murph gets back. No throw. McSherry back there, the umpire, has a bit of a flourish on his called strikes. Gullickson deals. Curveball in there for strike two. Horner has 13 career dingers against these Expos, 43 RBIs, hitting 273 against him in his career. The 0-2. Horner grounds over to Wallach. Wallach to UL. On to Dreesen. Double play. So two outs, that'll bring up Terry Harper. Terry up to 265 on the year. Gullickson deals. Curveball in there. A lot of off speed in this game here. We got Glenn Hubbard on deck. Harper offers strike. Looks like Obergefell may have got himself hurt in that, perhaps that double play. Slide broken up by Washington. Gullickson deals. Oh, and hits him. Hits him on the wrist. Terry Harper tried to get out of the way. Couldn't. But Terry toughs it out, takes his base. And that does indeed bring up Glenn Hubbard. Let's get you. Glenn's hitting 250 on the year. One home run, five RBIs for Glenn. Glenn's sporting a mustache. Typically one of the bearded folk like Obergefell and Bruce Sutter for the Braves, but Glenn just going with a mustache this year, or so far this year. He might grow it out. Curveball down and away. 1-0 for Glenn. Glenn had the famous 1984 Fleer baseball card with a boa constrictor around his neck. Gullickson misses outside 2-0. Gullickson from the stretch deals. Hubbard fouls it straight back. So Glenn, born in Germany. You don't see a whole lot of Germans. Although he is an American. He was born at the Hahn Air Force Base in West Germany. And graduated from the Ben Lomond High School in Ogden, Utah. He lives in Snellville, Georgia, in the offseason. Had a few injuries last season. Glenn fouls another one straight back. Glenn's a solid Keystone combo with the Raffy, has been for years. 2-2, two outs. Harper over at first. The pitch misses outside. Full count. So Harper should be going here on this pitch. Just don't get picked off, Terry. Any goes? Hubbard fouls it straight back once again. Keeps the count full. Two outs. Braves up 3-1. Bottom half of the third inning. 3-2, two outs. Glenn Hubbard at the dish. Just came in for Ken Obergefell. And Glenn pops another one up, but it's straight up. Dreesen calls off Fitzgerald and Gullickson for out number three. So at the end of three, Atlanta, 3. Montreal, 1. It looks like Obergefell did get a little hemmed up there. So top of four, Tim Wallach grounds one foul past the third base coach's box. Tim hitting 341 on the year. Lines one foul down the third base coach's box, in between the coach's box and the foul line. Ball boy gives chase, gives more chase, and it looks like Terry Harper's going to help him out over there. Benedict steps out from behind the plate, break the game up a little bit, and we're ready to go again. Mailer winds and deals. Off-speed pitch outside. Wallach flies it to Murphy, who tracks it down easily in center field. One out. And that'll bring up Winningham, center fielder. Winningham, the South Carolinian, born in Orangeburg, like we mentioned. Heading into this season, had only 30 days of major league service time with the Mets. Part of a good young crop of Mets ball players. Mailer delivers, curveball, misses somewhere, not sure where. Maybe inside. Mailer deals. Outside, not sure if he checked his swing or was in there. Ball was outside a little bit. All right, evens up the count at 1-1. Winningham takes one inside, 2-1. He made his big league debut in the first game of a doubleheader last season versus San Diego Padres. At Shea Stadium. Foul tip. 2-2. And just 634 at-bats in the minor leagues in his first two seasons. Winningham stole 70 bases. Mailer was a big bendy curveball in there. Winningham had to get out of the way. So full count for Herm. Wearing the number 3. Herm graduated Orangeburg High School there in South Carolina. Fouls one off his foot. Count still full. McSherry wants to take a look at that ball. Gives Benedict a new one to give to Mailer and flips it over to Rick. Herm was a 4-year starter for the basketball team in high school and 1 year in football. He was a junior college player of the year at DeKalb South Community College. Fouls another one back toward the Braves or toward the Expos dugout. Ball boy comes in, gives McSherry a bunch of fresh new baseballs. Mailer winds. Winningham pops another one foul into the stands. Long at bat here for Herm. Hit 354 for Jackson. Double A, 1983. Lines one pass Perry into right field. Washington is there to pick it up, and Winningham's on them with a single. Probably look for Herm to run here with one out. Fitzgerald up at the dish. See if Buck Rogers tries to get something going here for the Spos. Fitzgerald, 306 on the year. Mailer picks over there. Taking a look, and Winningham gets right back off the bag. Picks over again. It's a little closer this time. Perry swipes the tag, and he's in there. Mailer looking in for the sign. Sets. Picks again. Well, Fitzgerald over up at the plate. He was the Mets' six-round selection in 1978, and Mailer picks again four times. You don't see guys go pick five times, do you? We'll see. Winningham, probably a threat, as we can well see here. Picks again. Five picks in a row. Holy mackerel. Winningham calls time. Mailer steps off the mound, takes a lick of his fingers, adjusts his undershirt, tugs at his pants, hops back on the mound. Mailer and Gullickson, they both work pretty quickly. Picks again. Safe. Well, if you're counting at home, folks, it's six in a row. You don't see it too often. And Winningham goes. Benedict nabs him. Kind of a modified pitch out. He pitched it like up in the zone so Benedict could stand and throw. He had him out by a mile, even though it looked like Winningham got a good jump. I don't know what happened there. So Fitzgerald in there. Two outs. Braves up 3-1. One in there for a strike, so 1-1. Pistons knocked off the Celtics 102-99 today. Another ball. So 2-1 for Mike Fitzgerald. Mailer winds. Fitzgerald fouls one off his leg. Evens up the count at 2-2. Rick Mailer, born in Austin, Texas. Mailer winds. Curveball in there. Caught him looking. Oh, Mike might have a discussion with John McSherry after that one next time at next half inning. But anyway, we got one run. Or excuse me, no runs on one hit. No errors and nobody left on base. And that 3-1 Braves. And that'll bring up Benedict, Mailer, and Washington. So Benedict steps in there. Bruce wears the number 20. Pretty far away from the plate. Off speed misses. Bruce is 2-for-13 on the season. And he takes. Lazy fly to Delonnay. Looked well hit beginning. Bruce just missed that. So he lines out to left field. That'll bring up the pitcher, Rick Mailer. And Rick, as I was mentioning, born in Austin, Texas. He played Little League in London, England. His brother is also big league pitcher Mickey Mailer. Rick was signed as a free agent in 1975 by Atlanta. Swings and misses. And Mickey, he was drafted in the 10th round in 1974 by the Atlanta Braves. So they knew something about the Mailer family. Mailer fouls one back. Mickey played with the Braves from 77 to 79. Played with a couple other clubs. Was with the Mets organization and the Cardinals organization last year. Both Mailer brothers attended Trinity University in San Antonio as well as Jay High in San Antonio. Mailer bounces it back to Gullickson. Gullickson fires it over to Dreesen. Dreesen steps on the bag. Easy peasy, as they say. So two outs. Brings up Claudell Washington once again. He's flown out to Delone and left twice already. Claudell, 284 on the year. Gullickson winds, curveball in there. Gullickson's getting a lot of these first pitch curveballs in there. Braves are taking almost every single one of them. The 0-1. Washington tries a drag bunt on a curveball in the dirt and fouls it. So 0-2. So earlier in the offseason, former Cardinal, former Cub at one point, Lou Brock, inducted by the Baseball Writers into the Hall of Fame. We'll see Lou in Cooperstown later this year. And Washington swings and misses. Strike three and no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. At the end of four, Braves three, Expos one. Gullickson steps in there, grounds to Ramirez, off the lip at short, and over to Perry for out number one. Swings at the first pitch. And that brings up Delone. Delone taking his sweet time to get to the plate today. Hitting an even 200 on the season. Miguel wears a batting glove on his top hand, not on his bottom. Mailer delivers a curveball in there, strike one. You don't see that a whole lot. Oh, and Delone does this little softball swing, running and swinging at the same time, fouls it off for strike two. Mailer so far today, one strikeout, one walk, one earned run, five hits. The 0-2 grounds it toward Hansen. Ron Hansen at first base coach, I should say. So the 0-2, McSherry dusts off the plate, gets back in there. And Delone choking up about 4 to 6 inches on the stick. Lines one to Horner, over to Perry, two outs. Horner ranged over in front of Ramirez. Quite a ways. Remember, he's playing well in that lefty slap header. I That'll bring up UL Washington. UL hitting .343 on the year with six ribbies, no home runs. Mailer Wines. Curveball in there. Washington taken all the way. Probably trying to build up the pitch count a little bit. Not a bad strategy for Washington. Curveball down. Pops one up toward Ramirez. Murphy calls him off for out number three. And my pen stopped working. So we're going to have to get a new pen, figure out my scorekeeping. And we got up next, Ramirez, followed by Murphy, followed by Horner. Okie doke. We're back at it. Rafael Ramirez, followed by Gerald Perry, followed by Murphy. Excuse me. So now, Gullickson Wines. Check swing by Raffy, not good enough. 0-1, curveball outside. Raffy chops one toward the Expos dugout. Evens it up, 1-1. Curveball, Ramirez grounds it toward Brooks. Brooks fires over to Dreesen for out number one. Brooks really wound up to throw that ball over there. Shows he has a good arm. He was drafted number three overall in the 1978 draft behind college teammate Bob Horner, third baseman for the Braves, and Lloyd Mosby. And Hubie's drafted six times in his career before he finally signed. Perry swings and misses. Perry squares around, not going to bunt, just kind of offers. McSherry with a called strike flourish. No. Perry grounds one past Wallach, bounces high to Brooks, and Brooks fires one over to Dreesen, not in time. In the dirt, Dreesen can't scoop it, and Perry's going to end up at second. We'll give Perry a single there. He beat it out. And man, it just hit the lip on this Fulton County infield. Brooks fires. Just can't quite short or long hop Dreesen well enough, but it wouldn't have mattered. Ball took a long enough hop up in that air. And that brings up Murphy. Interesting story about Dale. I believe he was the third pick of the draft, 1975. About 5 years earlier than that, he had a young coach, Babe Ruth. Oh, Murphy swings and loses control of the bat, flies, dribbles one past the third base coach, and Bobby Wine had to jump out of the way for that one. So Dale is a 13-year-old and Babe Ruth. Kind of a gawky kid, I guess. They had several teams in the league. It's Portland Babe Ruth, or I believe it was at the time. And Dale was the fourth pick of the 11th round of the 13-year-old Babe Ruth draft. Ended up on Coach Mike Klopton's team. Mike has gone on to coach at Jackson High School, now defunct, and Wilson High School. Gullickson, curveball misses. Coach Klopton coaches the American Legion Alpenrose Red Sox in the summertime. Murphy lines one into left field to DeLone. It keeps Perry at second base. And that'll bring up Bobby Horner. Bob hitting 207 on the year. He's due to pop any time here, Bobby. And Gullickson from the stretch deals. Off speed. Misses outside. Looks like maybe a little bit of a slider. Not entirely sure of Gullickson's repertoire. The 1-0. Ball's down, 2-0. Bobby, mentioned earlier, Arizona State Sun Devil in college, went straight to the big leagues. Never seen a day in the minor leagues. Decided to become Rookie of the Year. Lines one down left field into the Expos bullpen. So 2-1, two outs. Gerald Perry at second, Bob Horner up to bat. 3-1 Braves. Called strike on the outside half. Another off-speed pitch by Gullickson. So it evens it up, 2-2. Like I said, Bobby NL Rookie of the Year in 1978, same year he was drafted. You don't see that too often. Gullickson deals, curveball down. So the count's full. Perry at second, Horner up to bat. Bob born in Junction City, Kansas. But graduated from Apollo High School in Arizona. The pitch. Ball's up. Horner takes his walk. That brings up Terry Harper. We got Tim Burke warming up in the Expos bullpen. Right-hander. So left fielder Harper up to bat. Ducks on the pond. Horner at first, Perry at second. Curveball, back pick to first base. Horner gets back in there. Almost had him. I wanted to catch Bob sleeping over there. Bobby Dews, first base coach for the Braves, says, get back, Bobby, get back. And he did. Slid in there. Under the tag, Andreessen. Terry Harper, born at Douglasville, Georgia, graduated Douglas County High School. And Terry rips one into left field. Off the left field wall, DeLone retrieves it, drives in Perry. And Horner comes all the way around to score running with two outs. So Harper with a big two-out RBI double. And that'll bring up Glenn Hubbard. Delonte makes a good play. Just couldn't do much about it. Braves running on with two outs. So like I say, that brings up Glenn Hubbard. When Rogers steps out to the mound, that'll be it for Gully. And we'll bring in Tim Burke. We'll get you some numbers on Tim Burke in a moment here. So right now we got five to one Braves. Terry Harper on second base. Tim Burke on the year, 12 innings pitched. Not a lot of work coming out of the bullpen. First pitch delivers to Hubbard, low and in, 1-0. Curveball in there, 1-1. Glenn hitting 246 on the year, one home run, five ribbies. A little bit of a close stance. Grounds one toward Brooks. Brooks fires over to Dreesen in time for out number three. So that at the end of five, it's 5-1, Bravos. All righty. That will bring up Andre Dawson. Perennial All-Star. The Hawk takes one outside. 0 for 2 on the day is Andre. Mailer winds. Dawson grounds one toward Horner. Horner scoops, shovels over to Perry for out number one. And that'll bring up Dreesen. Dreesen was acquired by the Expos last July, just before the trading deadline, on July 26, from the Reds, for Andy McGaffigan and Jim Jefferson, both pitchers. Dreesen skies one to Murphy in deep center. Murphy flips down the shades. Two down. And that'll bring up Hubie Brooks. Hubie went to high school at Dominguez Hills in Compton, California. He lettered in baseball, basketball, and football. Also went to Mesa Community College and then on to Arizona State. And Hubie takes one down and away. He drafted, like I said, six times. Hubie pokes one into right field. for a quick single. And the Expos are aboard here in the top of the sixth. I'll bring up Wallach. Mailer throws a curveball down and away, and looks like Hubie's just trying to fight it off, and he pokes it in there. So Wallach steps in there. Mailer way outside and low, 1-0. A little more activity in the Expos bullpen. Steve Rogers, another right-hander. Wallach, first-round draft pick of these Expos, takes one outside for a strike. Evens up the count at 1-1. Drafted by the Expos in the first round of the 79 draft, 10th overall. Fouls it away. 1-2. Wallach first appeared on the Expos roster in 1980. Solid third baseman. He led all NL third basemen in putouts last season. Takes one inside, 2-1. The putout total he had last season, 162 in 160 games. He had 332 assists out of 515 total chances. Quite the fielder. Mailer tries a curveball and misses. Must be inside. It was quite a looper there. So his pullout or putout total last year, Wallach, highest in the National League since 1974 when Darrell Evans was playing the hot corner for the Braves. Mailer picks. Hubie's got nothing going. Mike Schmidt had been the league leader in assists in the National League for 7 years until Wallach broke it up last season. Wallach fouls it one off. Wallach attended University High in Irvine and Saddleback Junior College in Mission Viejo. So I knew he was from Orange County. Maybe he didn't go to Fullerton. I don't know. Lines went into left field. Harper scoops it up, and Brooks comes all the way on around to third. So we got first and third, two outs for Winningham. Winningham, 1-for-2 on the day, caught stealing last time up. Or last time he was on base. After Mailer picked over 6 times. We'll see what they do here. Wallach can run. Mailer deals outside. 1-0. Five 1 Braves. Mailer deals, blows one by Winningham. 1-1. We mentioned Mailer earlier. Of course, we mentioned him a lot as he's a pitcher, but both he and his brother Mickey were scouted and signed by Al LaMaca for the Braves. Tries one way outside. Benedict has to go chase it. So top of six, Braves up 5-1. Mailer sets and deals. Winningham pokes one into center field. Murphy's there for the third out. Expos leave two. Don't score any. Couple base knocks. And the end of 5.5, 5-1 Braves. So the Braves will have Benedict, presumably Rick Mailer, and Claudel Washington to face Tim Burke. Bruce is 1-for-2 on the day, singled in the second inning. And Burke deals. Benedict fouls one, first base side. Into the Braves dugout, and Dreesen can't quite reach it. Pops into the crowd for a souvenir. Fella from Gwinnett County. Looks like he got a souvenir to take home. Benedict digs in there. Laces one into left field. Right at Deloney, who dives and scoops and comes up with it. Great play by Deloney. And just in the scorebook, it'll go down as a line out to left field. But, man, what a superb play by Miguel Deloney off Bruce Benedict. Bruce Benedict starting off slow, but looks to be lacing the ball around the yard a little bit right now. So I'll bring up Mailer, the pitcher. Swings and hacks one. Back toward the backstop. 0-1. Mailer takes a feeble cut and misses. 0-2. Misses low and away. 1-2. So earlier in this, just before the season kicked off, Burke deals right down the can. 0-2. Mailer takes it looking. The second out. That'll bring up Claudel Washington. Earlier before the season kicked off, we had an interesting movie take place largely in this Atlantic Fulton County Stadium called The Slugger's Wife, based on treatment written by Neil Simon. Claudel takes ball one. No current Braves were in it. Claudel lines one right into the glove of Hubie Brooks for out number three. So no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. At the end of six, Braves 5, Expos 1. So that brings up Mike Fitzgerald. Fitzy. 0-for-1. Squares around to bunt. Takes. Mailer delivers again. Ball two. We mentioned in last inning, the Slugger's Wife. No current Braves were in the movie. Fictional story. The 2-0, Fitzy lines it foul above the Braves' dugout. 2-1. So the Slugger's Wife, okay, we got Tim Raines on deck. gonna probably pinch hit for Burke. Curveball in there, strike two. But the Braves announcers, some of them anyway, feature in the show, The Slugger's Wife. And I noticed at least one other old big leaguer in there, Mark Fidrich, pitching for the Astros under a different name. Maybe it was Mark Fidrich. I can't remember. Fitzgerald takes a ball. Ball three. So that fills the count. No outs. Braves are up 5-1. Mailer deals. Fitz bounces one off the plate. Foul. Benedict gets Mailer a fresh pill. So anyway, Daryl Palmer is the character. Home run hitter for the Braves. I don't know if he's supposed to be a Dale Murphy type or just some Major League Baseball prototype. But either way, Fitzgerald draws a walk. And that brings up Tim Raines. Switch hitter Raines coming up on the left side, presumably, against Mailer. Hitting 256 on the year. Benedict goes out to the mound. Talk a little strategy with Mailer regarding Tim Raines. No home runs for Raines on the year. 256 average. Lines one foul over the Expos dugout. Raines has that neat left-handed stance, stiff front right leg, kind of in a crouch. He is 1-for-8 in the series, single, two walks, little pigeon-toed on that right foot. Ways away from the plate, dives in and fouls one off to in above the dugout again. McSherry calls for a few more baseballs. Raines also one of the last ball players to wear the flapless helmet. Grandfathered in, presumably. Takes a ball outside, 1-2. Raines taps some dirt off his cleats, steps out of the box, steps back in there. Mailer's ready to pitch. Raines digs in. McSherry says, play ball. 1-2. Nobody down. And Raines takes one looking off-speed pitch by Mailer. So that'll bring up Delone. And we'll see what happens in the lineup where if Raines is asked to head back in there or not. So Delone 0-for-3 on the day. Crosses himself. Fakes the bunt and draws back. McSherry flourishes with a called strike sign. 0-1. Delone from Santiago in the Dominican Republic. Ball in the dirt. 1-1. He's a switch hitter. We mentioned earlier, played last season in Montreal. Grounds one to Perry. Perry over to Ramirez, and not in time for the double play. Mailer over to cover. It'll go down as a fielder's choice for Delone. And I'll bring up UL Washington. UL was brought over this winter in a trade with the Royals for a couple minor leaguers. Appears to be in the last year of his contract. Last year he played 61 games at short for the Royals, batting 224. Ball in the dirt. Benedict over to scoop it up, 0-1. He was signed, UL Washington was, by the Royals in 1973 after a tryout at the Royals Baseball Academy there in Florida. Born in Stringtown, Oklahoma, and makes his home in Blue Springs, Missouri. He attended Murray State, the Oklahoma Murray State, for a year. Married to Sandra. Two kids, Shantae and Rochelle. Got Terry Forster warming up in the pen for the Braves. UL. Lions one into center field. Murph tracks back, and he's got it there for the third out. Okay, so at the end of 6.5, 5-1 Braves. So Steve Rogers now in the game. We'll see if he takes the spot, the pitcher's spot or not. Steve was number 45. Full-grown mustache. Comes slightly around the lips. Rafael Ramirez steps in against Rogers, who whines, and Ramirez check swings, fouls one off the fists. 0-1. Raffy, 0-for-3 on the day. No, excuse me. 1-for-3 on the day. Doubled in the second inning. Last at bat, he grounded out to Hubie Brooks. This one, grounds one over to UL Washington, who picks and fields over to Dreesen for the first out. And that'll bring up Gerald Perry, the first baseman. A little more on Steve Rogers. From born in Jefferson City, Missouri. As Perry takes one outside, ball one. Makes his home in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Ball two outside. He was signed by the Expos, 1971 draft, first round. Been with the Expos on the big league club since 1973. Strike. So we got 2-1 here. Perry swings and misses. Tries a curveball in the outside corner and misses. Shakes his head, say he didn't quite have control of that one. And Perry draws the walk way outside. And that'll bring up Dale Murphy. Murph wears the batting glove just on the bottom hand, not on the top. Dale. Official scores give him 1-for-2 on the day. I've got him 0-for-2 with a walk. Either way, Rogers picks over to first, nothing doing. Rogers deals, high and inside. Dale with a slightly closed stance. Off speed pitch in there. Rogers picks over to first again. Nothing doing. Perry back in there. Talking to his uncle Dan Dreesen over at first base. You don't see that too often. Just a couple of South Carolinians. And Perry takes off. Murphy pops it up towards second base. Washington gets in the way. And Dreesen eventually calls him off. So we'll see what's happening here. Perry stole or tried stealing. Murphy popped it up. And as Perry's retreating, they both collide. Washington doesn't fall down, but he does fall down as Dreesen calls him off. Either way, nothing doing. Perry gets back, and that brings up Bob Horner. And Bobby is 0-for-1 on the day with two walks. Lines went toward Wallach, bounces off Wallach's glove, past Brooks into shallow left. I think you got to give him a hit on that one, don't you? Wallach barely touched that thing. Ricocheted far enough that Brooks couldn't get to it. So we'll give Bob a single there, and that'll bring up Terry Harper. And Paul Zuvella going to pinch run here for Bob Horner. I don't know if Bobby tweaked something or what happened, but Harper takes one up and in. Ball. Rogers steps off. Harper steps out. McSherry adjusts something with his lineup, perhaps noting the Zuvella change. We're back at it. Rogers deals. Harper pops one up behind third base. Brooks snags it for the third out. And we still got 5-1. The end of 7. 5-1 Braves. Okay, doke. Looks like We got Andre Dawson leading off the top of the eighth. Inside. 1-0. Mailer still in there. Mailer winds. Curveball outside corner. Andre takes it for a strike. Andre's 0 for 3 on the day. Wearing out the Horner over there. Now he dribbles one back to Mailer. Mailer fires over for the 1-3 put out. And that'll bring up Dreesen. First baseman, left-handed hitter. Danny applying a little pine tar to the stick. Taking his time to walk up there as the Braves throw the ball around the infield. Mailer's ready to deliver once again. Dance 2 for 3 on the day with a dinger and a double. Crouching over. Off speed in there for strike one. Mailer winds. Dreesen sneaks one by Perry again into right field for a single. Third hit of the day for Dan Dreesen. And that'll bring up Hubie Brooks. The Expos' eighth hit of the day, tying the Braves with 8 hits, although they need 4 more runs to catch up with the Braves. 5-1. And now we got Bruce Sutter warming up here for the Bravos. Maybe coming in to save it. Mailer tries the inside and misses. A 1-0. Grounds it to Zavella. Third over to Hubbard. On to Perry. Twin killing. Braves are out of the inning. How about that? The one hit. That's wiped out. No runs. Nobody left on base. We're going to the Braves half of the eighth. We'll have Hubbard, Benedict, and the Mailer spot. We'll see. Okay, Braves half of the eighth. That brings up Glenn Hubbard, second baseman, took over for Ken Obergefell in the third inning. Steve Rogers still in there. Wines, strike one. The 1-0, 0-1. Hubbard fouls it back, 0-2. Rogers winds, curveball outside, dribble down to third base. Wallach picks it up, and let's see. Can't tell what they call it here. Looks like old Glenn beat it out for an infield single. How about that? Reaches out, dinks it down toward Wallach. Wallach picks it up, swiftly picks it up, and yep, Hubbard beats him by about a half a step. So that'll bring up Bruce Benedict, catcher. 1 for 3 on the day. Hit the ball hard all 3 times, though. And the delivery. Benedict bunts, sacrifice, down toward first, down toward Dreesen. Dreesen misses the tag, and Benedict is safe. Looks like Dan was waiting for it to go foul. Didn't quite go foul. Picked it up as Benedict's running by him, and just missed the tag. Pretty good bunt right down the grass line for Bruce. Yeah, he missed him by quite a ways and couldn't turn around and throw it to UL Washington in time. And Dan didn't even throw it to the bag. So we'll give Bruce an infield hit there, I think. I think you got to do that. Not a great play by Dreesen, but looks like Chris Chambliss going to pinch hit for Mailer. Chris hitting 224 on the year. Left-handed hitter. Laces one into left field. Delone picks it up, bobbles it, but Hubbard still ends up at third. So base is juiced. That'll bring up Claudel Washington again. Claudel's an 0 for the day, 0 for 4. Chambliss doing a little stretching over there at first. I don't know what he was expecting, just to hit a dinger and walk off or what. So Washington in there. Claudel, infield in, bounces one toward Rogers. Rogers has to go retrieve it, fires it over to first. RBI single, though, or RBI put out. As old Glenn Hubbard comes in to score. So we'll mark that down as a 1-3. How about, and that brings up Ramirez. Still have the infield drawn in. Up four, now up five runs. Shortstop's in. Second baseman playing about halfway. Runners on second and third, two outs. Don't know if I like this play a whole lot by Buck Rogers, but we'll see. Raffy, 1-for-4 on the day. Takes one. Rogers. A little rubbing down the ball, getting back on the hill, sets, deals. Ramirez wearing out that third baseline again, but foul. So, Braves are up 6-1. That was Claudel Washington's 600th career RBI. Got to be around the game a while. And that's the kind of number, especially hitting the leadoff. Rogers deals over to Brooks. Looks him off at third, over to first. For out number two. So I question Buck Rogers' strategy. It pays off for him. How about that? Normally, old mentor Jack Dunn, Dale Murphy's high school baseball coach, he says to count your runs. So, normal situation, I'm not sure if that's really the right move, but it did pay off. Gerald Perry steps in there. 2-for-3 on the day with a walk. Takes one outside. So runners on second and third for Perry. There's another one outside. Perry wears the batting glove on the bottom hand. Right hand. Rogers deals. Curveball outside. Take a look over at the dugout, top step, Buck Rogers. Strike one. So 2-1 to Perry. Two down. Bottom of the eighth. Braves looking to tack on a couple more here. Oh, and Perry just check swings it back to Rogers. Rogers underhands it over to Dreesen, and Dreesen tags the bag, and they're out of the inning. Just like that. But the Braves do pick up a run on two hits, leave two men left on base, and at the end of eight, 6-1 Braves. Now we have Bruce Sutter, 1-0 on the year, 12 2/3 innings pitched. He's only given up two earned runs on the season. Two walks to 7 strikeouts, former fireman of the year with the Cardinals, Cy Young winner. Here to face Tim Wallach. Misses with strike one, or first pitch, so 0-1. Sutter, known for that split-fingered fastball. Not sure what that was. Something off speed. So 2-0 to Wallach. Got a little herky-jerky motion to keep these guys off balance. Sets, deals. Fastball in there. Strike one. Sutter wearing number 40 for the Braves. Sets, deals. Wallace laces one into left. Harper is not there, but he catches it anyway. For the first out. That'll bring up Winningham. Mailer, 8 innings, 1 earned run, 8 hits, 2 strikeouts, and 2 walks. Nice day's work. Winningham fouls one off Benedict's mask, 0-1. Gets a new one. Sutter does, rubs it up. Benedict's got to knock off the cobwebs a little bit. And we're back. Little outside, 1-1. And what? Winningham lines to Hubbard over at second, who slides over, grabs it, over to Perry for out number 2. Here in the top of the 9th inning, Braves are up 6-1. And that brings up catcher Mike Fitzgerald. Average 302. He's 0-for-1 on the day, 2 walks. Struck out looking. Back in the 4th inning. Sutter deals. Off speed in there for strike one. The 0-1. Now it evens up the count at 1-1. Looks like we got Terry Francona on deck. Former University of Arizona Wildcat. Sutter tries the inside and misses. 2-1 to Fitzgerald. Sutter looks in, sets. Fitzgerald bounces to Sutter. Sutter over to Perry. And that'll end the game. No runs, no hits, no men left on base. In the Expos 9th. And that'll do it. Braves 6-1. Braves, Expos have 1 run on 8 hits, 2 errors. Braves 6 runs on 11 hits and 1 error. We'll be back with you with a few more totals in a bit. Okay, back here with you here for some totals. So the game lasted 2 hours and 30 minutes. Total attendance was 23,535. Braves beat the Expos, of course. Braves score 6 runs on 11 hits, 1 error, and 9 men left on base. The Expos, 1 run on 8 hits, 2 errors, and 7 men left on base. Now, one of the hits, I had down 10. I had to go back and check my score sheet. The official scorers gave Dale Murphy a hit in the first inning when I gave him an error. So either way. So on the losing side, Bill Gullickson takes the loss. He's 3-3 on the year. 4 2/3. 7 hits, 5 runs, 4 of them earned. 3 walks, a strikeout, and Tim Burke pitched 1 1/3. 1 strikeout. And on the Braves side, Rick Mailer is the winner tonight. Brings him up to 7-0 on the year. Rick had 8 innings pitched, gave up 8 hits, scattered really. 1 run. That was earned. 2 walks and 2 strikeouts, gave up 1 home run. 32 batters faced. Bruce Sutter came in, mop-up role. No save for Bruce. 1 inning. And no runs, hits. No strikeouts, no walks. Other things to note, I mentioned, Claudell Washington earned his 600th career RBI. And let's see. Tomorrow, this is a season or the series ender here. So tomorrow, the Expos are at home against the Astros, 7:35 for a 2-game set. And they're going to go on to Toronto on the 9th for an exhibition. 7:05 start there in Toronto Exhibition Stadium. Atlanta will be traveling to Richmond to take on the Richmond Braves in an exhibition game. And then they head to New York to take on the Mets for a 2-game set. And then back on to Montreal. That's where I got confused. My notes here. So the Braves will be visiting Montreal the 10th, 11th, and 12th for a 3-game set. After the Braves play the Mets and the Expos play the Houston Astros and Toronto Blue Jays. So there we are. Plenty more we could have got to today. But for all the good folks, this is Brian O'Leary on the O'Leary Baseball Radio Network, wishing you and yours a wonderful day. Good night.